More than 20 states use some form of a hospital tax as a way to help them qualify for additional federal Medicaid money. It's basically an accounting trick. The idea is that while hospitals have to pay in the end they come out ahead. Those that treat the most poor patients are the biggest winners. Wisconsin Hospital Association lobbyist Eric Borgerding says that right now, hospitals have to lean on insured patients to subsidize patients who rely on Medicaid. That's because the state's reimbursements for Medicaid fall hundreds of millions of dollars short each year.
Everyone agrees that this is a problem. Unfortunately, in the last dozen years or more, we simply have not been able to find a way to begin addressing this. This is not the ideal approach, but we've come to the conclusion that is the only approach.
The Hospital Association spent most of last year lobbying against the hospital tax Governor Jim Doyle originally proposed in his budget. The association switched its position when the tax was reworked to make sure the extra revenue could only be used for health care. While the change of heart did not persuade Republicans to go along, the governor recently said he wants to revive the hospital tax to help the state offset a $650 million budget shortfall. Senate Democrats want to use the revenue instead to replace money the state took out of a fund for victims of medical malpractice. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.